Super Saturday is coming up at the end of this week. It's the final Saturday before Christmas, and it tends to be a big shopping day. It's coming as we've seen some mixed data on consumer spending. And just earlier this week, the Commerce Department reported that retail sales were up just 0.3% in November, slowing compared to the month prior. For more on the holiday retail trends, we're bringing on Tom McGee, ICSC CEO. Tom, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. As I was mentioning, we got a disappointing print on November retail sales out from the Commerce Department, but after a strong October report, what are you seeing in terms of the U.S. holiday shopping spend heading into the final couple weeks of the year?
We continue to believe this will be a very strong holiday season. Our forecast was for 8.9% growth. We believe we'll hit 8.9% or exceed it. I think that what you've seen this holiday season is unique to this holiday season with the supply chain issues that are well discussed, that we have a longer holiday season. So a lot of spend has, you know, been spread out over a longer period of time. And so you clearly had very substantial growth in October, moderated in November. I really think December growth will be quite strong. This coming Saturday, as you mentioned, is Super Saturday. You know, we believe 78% of Americans will go out shopping, or consumers will go out shopping this weekend, about 200 million people, either online or in stores. And as you get closer to, you know, Christmas, and the concerns around supply chain, you'll see an increased level of traffic within stores as people want the immediacy of buying a product. But very strong holiday season for sure.
Tom, part of this discussion about the holiday season is that some consumers upset that they're not seeing the discounts that would have been seen in previous holiday seasons. And I don't want to disagree with people, but I keep getting emails, and I think millions of Americans are getting these emails for solicitations, buy this, buy that, discounted. Where's the disconnect? Are the discounts just not as deep as they used to be, or is it regional?
No, I think you're right. I think it's just not as broad as it has been, or as deep as it has been in the past. There's clearly still discounts out there. That's an embedded part of the holiday season, and consumers have an expectation around that. But in this environment, with this kind of consumer demand, and with the inflation concerns, you're not seeing the type of broad-based reductions that you've seen in the past. Although there are clearly concerns around supply chain inflation, and that has impacted, kind of consumers' expectations looking forward, we have seen no impact really of any substantive nature in regards to consumer behavior at this point. It's really playing out kind of what we expected.
Well, and speaking of consumer behavior, what types of products or groups of goods specifically are you seeing consumers buying into this holiday season that may be a departure or more of the same from what we've seen in 2020 and before the pandemic?
You know, I think this holiday season is not that much different than the past. You know, obviously, toys and electronics are always going to be kind of front and center. Those are, those are hallmarks of the holiday season. Apparel, quite strong. Yeah, as you get closer to, closer to Christmas, and, if there are issues in regards to availability of products, you will see a lot more spent on, gift cards, quite frankly, as people want to lean in and buy a gift for someone, but that particular product that they were looking for wasn't there. And so they'll have a gift card that allows that individual to pick something up, post-holiday, which quite frankly does portend to suggest that January and February sales will probably be quite good, as well as people redeem those gift cards. The other thing that's happening this holiday season, respecting, the continued concern around the pandemic, is you're seeing a lot of people, with the pent-up demand of going out and celebrating. And going out and eating and dining and doing those things that, having celebration brunches and dinners and so forth that have been a big part of the holiday. And we're really not last year as we were, dealing with some of the COVID restrictions. You're seeing a lot more money spent this year. We actually expect, food and dining to grow by 36% over this holiday season from the year prior.
All right, we'll leave it there for now. Tom McGee, ICSC CEO, thank you so much for your time.